We're absolutely thrilled to have with us this week on the Piffles Podcast one of the greatest players to not only play in the CFL, but the NFL too. Former Edmonton Eskimo, Houston Oiler. We saw him at CFL Week this past March for a little bit. Pro Football Hall of Famer, Mr. Warren Moon.
So Mr. Moon, before we get to football, what are you up to nowadays? What keeps you busy?
Well, I'm doing a number of different things. I have a sports marketing company called Sports One Marketing, which is based in Irvine, California. We do a lot of consulting and a lot of marketing and also events for companies that want to be much more involved in sports and have much more of a sports visibility. So their goal could be a little bit of any and everything. Everybody's goal is different. So we sit down and map out a plan on how we are going to help that company achieve their goals as far as being more involved in sports or in entertainment. And I also do broadcasting during the football season. I do the television and radio for the Seattle Seahawks in Seattle. I host a television show after the game called The Fifth Quarter, and I host a weekly show during the week called Seahawks All Access. I have a foundation called the Crescent Moon Foundation, and we do a lot of events throughout the year and raise money for scholarships, my scholarship program for underprivileged high school kids, and we also are involved in a lot of other charities. And then I do speaking engagements and also personal appearances, memorabilia shows, and things like that. So I have a pretty busy schedule throughout the year, and I enjoy it. I enjoy everything that I do because a lot of it has to do with giving back and helping others.
Now, we've all heard the story of how you weren't really given a serious look at the NFL when you started your professional career. So you came up to Edmonton and basically dominated the CFL in your few years here. You finally got your much-deserved shot in the NFL with the Houston Oilers. Can you take us back to that time and describe the feelings that you had towards the NFL for originally not giving you that fair shot and why you came up to Canada?
Well, I think for any young kid who grows up in the United States, if they have ambitions or goals or dreams to play professional sports, whether it's basketball, baseball, or football, I was no different. I wanted to play football as a young kid, and that was a dream of mine. And I wanted to play in the National Football League. I didn't even know what the CFL was when I was a young kid. I learned, what it was when I finally got to college and learned a little bit more about professional football. But that was my dream, and I thought I had put myself in a position through the different levels of football that I played at growing up, whether it was Pop Warner High School, junior college, major colleges. I thought I put myself in a position to at least get an opportunity to play quarterback in the NFL. But after my senior year at the University of Washington, we kept finding out that that probably wasn't going to happen. The teams wanted to change my position. They wanted me to play wide receiver or defensive back. But the Canadian Football League was going to give me an opportunity to play quarterback. And Hugh Campbell believed in me and thought I could be a good player up there. I weighed the pros and the cons of whether I should stay and give up what I dreamed about doing or going up and playing in another country that I didn't know much about, but still being able to play the position that I wanted to play. So I chose to go to Canada, and it was a decision that was bittersweet because it was an opportunity, but it definitely wasn't what I wanted coming out of college, and I wish it would have happened differently, but as I look back at it, I'm glad everything turned out the way that it did because I don't regret for one minute, playing in the Canadian Football League. I enjoyed all of my time up there. I enjoyed the relationships that I had. I enjoyed the winning that we had as a football team. Winning 5 straight championships has not been done since we did it and probably will never be done again in professional sports by any professional sports team. So that was a very special time in my life. And just the great relationships that I made while I was up there. So it was all in all a very positive situation for me. But in the back of my mind, I always wondered just how good a player that I was and could I play in the NFL because everybody had doubted that I could. And so that was one of the reasons why I went back and got the opportunity to play in the NFL, and I went ahead and did it. But like I said, the CFL was a great opportunity for me, and I'll always remember those days.
Now, kind of following up on that, I can only imagine how tough that was to hear. All the comments, you can't make it as a quarterback in the NFL, all that kind of stuff. How hard was this on your parents? Because I can't imagine that it was easy for them.
Yeah, well, you know, I grew up without a dad. My dad died when I was 7, so it was just my mom that raised me and 6 sisters, and she did a great job of providing for all of us and giving me the opportunity to play sports so I could be around other boys and be around other male mentors. And, you know, she just was just satisfied that I was happy. And she also knew that it was going to be very tough for me playing that position because there were a lot of stereotypes and stigmas about African-Americans playing that position. But she also saw that I was excelling at every level that I went through, whether it was Pop Warner, like I said, or whether it was high school. I was one of the best high school players, in the West Coast during my time in high school. And then on into college, the same thing. So she was just proud of the fact that I was excelling at whatever I was given the opportunity to do. And when I decided to go to Canada, she agreed with me, you know, wholeheartedly that if I wanted to play quarterback and if that was the only place that was giving me that chance, then go ahead and take that opportunity.
You were clearly embraced by the CFL and you won the Grey Cup in all 5 years you were here. Out of your time playing in Canada, what was your fondest memory of the CFL?
I think winning those championships, there's nothing that highlights more than that. I won a lot of individual awards as well. You know, I won a Schindler, I won a couple of MVPs and Grey Cups and things like that. But just winning those team championships, it's nothing like putting all that work together as a team, setting a goal to win a championship, and then being able to do it. And for us to be able to do it 5 times with everybody trying to knock us off each and every year, you know, every stadium we went into, we got that team's best effort. We got the loudest crowds or whatever it was. And for us to be able to rise to that level and play at that level to win 5 championships was something that I'll never forget. And then my first son, my first child, was born in Canada. So that's something I'll always remember as well. And he had dual citizenship, you know, for a number of years until he got to a certain age. But having my first child born up there and then just all the winning just really made all that time worth it up there.
Now, we've seen James Franklin from the Eskimos reach out to you for advice on how to approach his career. We know you've also mentored Cam Newton from the NFL. What does it mean to you that these young players look up to you not only as a football player but as a man to offer them advice?
You know, it's very flattering, first of all, and it shows that they have respect for me, and that's something that I think when you play sports, you can win a lot of rewards, you can make a lot of money and all that, but I think the thing I wanted to come out of it with was respect. Respect from my peers, that they looked at me as a player that played the game the right way, that, you know, played with class, that worked hard at it, gave it everything that I had whenever I was out there. And I think a lot of players respect that about me, and they also respect the way I handled a lot of the different adverse situations that I was put in because of race, that I never really let it get to me outwardly. I always handled it the right way.
Now, the CFL is doing a 5-part series on you right now. How did that come about, and what can we expect from the last 3 episodes?
Well, I was approached by the CFL and Jeffrey Orridge, the commissioner of the league at that time, and we talked about doing a series, and him being an African-American, being a commissioner of a league, and then me being an African-American quarterback and having the history that I had in Canada. And we thought it'd be a great idea to sit down and just talk about both of our journeys and what it took for us to get to where we eventually got to. And I think that's what kind of made it happen.
So what's next for Warren Moon? Where is your future taking you?
Well, I'm going to continue to keep doing the things that I'm doing. I enjoy the fundraising aspect of my foundation and all the different opportunities it gives to young students to further their career so they can become successful in life. And my company is thriving. And everything we do with our company and as we work with other companies has to do or has a philanthropic aspect to it. So they have to be involved in some type of charity to be in business with us, which, again, is going to just help other people. And, you know, at this stage in my life, I've had a lot of good things happen to me. I've been very blessed, and now I'm just trying to give back as much as I possibly can, through the work that I'm doing. So that's kind of what's next for me as far as what I want to do with the rest of my life, just try and make a difference in other people's lives.
Mr. Moon, thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule to join us. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it as well. Thank you.